Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson. Joining me once again in studio is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
Good morning, Marnie. Well, last week we talked about the CapEx program, which is featured in the latest edition of the Rural Minnesota Journal, available online at ruralmn.org. But there's other stuff going on in that journal as well. Tell us about that.
Right. We have another set of articles on research, basically scientific research going on in greater Minnesota, kind of the history of that and how it's affected the economy and life of greater Minnesota over the years, and how it will continue to do so as science and bioscience evolve.
Well, there's just incredible research that's been done. Let's just take agriculture, for instance. I mean, you know, look at the production that farmers are getting out of their fields these days. Look at the variety of things people are growing. They're growing grapes for wine in Minnesota now.
Yeah,
that never used to happen.
Yeah, and that's all down to research that was done by the U of M developing a cold hardy grape that you could use for wine, and that basically set off the wine industry in the state. And the research that has been done into corn yields, that's the big example, of course, and the great historical example is Norman Borlaug and his development of wheat that could be grown in harsher conditions that, you know, fed millions of people across the globe. And so, you know, that's really apparent there how research has affected, in particular, agriculture and the trickle-down effect of that on greater Minnesota's economy. But also we have a piece on bioscience, and that's the research of the future. We have the organization AURI, the Agricultural Utilization Research Institute, did a study on the role of bioscience as an economic driver in greater Minnesota, and they found that it shows a lot of potential.
Well, I mean, there's already been a huge impact in terms of biodiesel as well as ethanol. I mean, those two products alone make a huge impact in the state of Minnesota.
Right. The whole renewable energy field is that's the big kahuna of all of this. You know, we have biomass and using alternative plant materials for energy. And then there's research into, you know, livestock and veterinary science with the health of animals. And then there are what's called the pharmaceuticals, where farm is spelled with an F, and that's making medications from, you know, farm products, natural resources, instead of synthetic materials. And so it's a vastly huge field that Minnesota stands in a good position to benefit from.
And you can read more about this in the Rural Minnesota Journal, which is available online at ruralmn.org.
That's right.
All right. And also read about that CapEx development as well that's going on across the state of Minnesota. Thanks, Marnie. This has been Rural Minnesota Radio, and we'll catch you next week.